The importance of boundaries. If we are to be effective spiritual leaders, we must respect the boundaries of others. Yet this respect must not go to unhealthy extremes. In contemporary society, which lacks spiritual culture and considers everything to be relative, people claim their own truth, saying, "I have my truth, so let me do my own thing." Ultimately, this means that there is no truth. There is only anarchy. Those who cling to their so-called truth can easily use their own idiosyncratic desires and tendencies to abuse and exploit others. Healthy, constructive boundaries allow people enough room to grow and to serve God in their own individual ways without interference. At the same time, effective boundaries recognize the importance of spiritual guidelines to help society develop properly in alignment with divine principles. A wise leader treads a fine line, neither violating the rights of others nor allowing anarchy to reign. Boundaries are also important for leaders themselves to help maintain their integrity and balance. If we are constantly bombarded by energies from our surroundings without developing inner strength, eventually we become drained, lonely, and empty. Then the first impulse that comes to many of us is to fill the void through sex. No one can be a leader with all the intensity that implies without regular rest and renewal. Those serving as spiritual mentors in particular provide strength, protection, and guidance to people seeking help, and many powerful psychic contacts take place. Such leaders require a generous amount of psychological space in order to restore their energies and contact their inner wisdom. Without it, after a while, the urgent needs, demands, and dependencies of others can begin to affect their consciousness. Spiritual leaders who do not rejuvenate themselves and constantly strengthen their internal resources can become great embarrassments to their own traditions. Instead of being helpful, they may then begin to perceive themselves as superior, believing that everything originates with them and that they should be amply rewarded. When this occurs, they are well on their way to becoming enormous hindrances to spiritual progress. In contrast, spiritual leaders who are properly aligned and balanced can make a positive contribution to the world.